I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to the world. Brazil has one of the highest rates of gun deaths per capita. And yet the country's president just made it easier for Brazilians to buy a gun. And public support for this has grown recently, thanks in part to campaigners who've worked to bring American pro-gun arguments into Brazilian politics. From Rio de Janeiro, Catherine Osborne has our story.
On a Saturday afternoon on the outskirts of Rio, five people are learning how to fire a handgun. We're at a shooting club. A 58-year-old court clerk named Marcio Monteiro takes aim. He says he wanted to learn to shoot because he works in a dangerous part of the city. Anywhere you go, he says, you find well-armed drug traffickers. Brazil's new president, Jair Bolsonaro, ran as a tough-on-crime candidate. And in January, he issued a decree making it easier for people like Marcio to get a gun. Under previous rules, there were lengthy background checks if you weren't in the police or military, and you had to demonstrate a need. Brazil's firearm homicide rate is over three times that of the United States, which is already an outlier when it comes to gun violence. Marcio says he doesn't trust Brazil's police to prevent crime. He wants a gun for legitimate defense, he says. And he thinks he should have the right to own one. But in Brazil, the Constitution does not mention a right to bear arms, unlike in the U.S. In 2003, politicians from several parties joined forces here to pass a law making it more difficult for civilians to buy guns. It was part of an arms control trend across Latin America, supported by research showing that fewer guns circulating meant fewer gun deaths. Pro-gun groups campaigned heavily against the legislation, and they relied on arguments made by America's NRA gun lobby and advice from an NRA official who visited Brazil. They lost that battle, but 2 years later, pro-gun groups helped defeat a referendum that would have banned all gun sales. Benê Barbosa is one of Brazil's most influential pro-gun advocates today. I reached him by phone in Sao Paulo. He says he relies on the NRA as a resource for talking points, like, quote, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Barbosa says one of his main influences is American gun rights economist John Lott. He admires Lott's 1998 book, More Guns, Less Crime. But Lott is controversial. His central argument has been repeatedly discredited, including by an arm of the National Academy of Sciences. Barbosa says Lott's ideas still make sense to him. He cites Lott in his own book, published in 2015 to much fanfare on Brazil's growing political right. As Brazil's political left and center were getting weakened by corruption scandals, far-right and pro-gun views were becoming more popular. Bolsonaro and his three sons, all politicians, embodied this worldview. And they've all praised the NRA. One son, Carlos, told supporters in 2017 via Facebook Live about a meeting he had with NRA representatives at a Las Vegas gun convention. They talked about what's happening in politics and culture in Brazil, the younger Bolsonaro said. Where individual liberties are punished. But even as public support for easing restrictions on gun ownership has grown in the past 5 years in Brazil, most Brazilians still oppose it, in part because the arms control law was shown to reduce gun deaths.
In the first 4 years of implementation of the law, we got 12% of reduction in the whole homicides in the country, and it was the first time that we changed the trend of increasing homicides in the country.
This is Melina Riso of the think tank Igarapé Institute. She says after the gun control law put a brake on homicides, they eventually started to rise again, but at a lower rate than before the law. She says the more recent rise in homicides is due to other factors, like the growth of drug trafficking gangs, and that in Brazilian states with serious programs for youth violence prevention, there are fewer murders.
It's not something that we don't know what to do, but we really need commitment from the government and leadership to enforce a policy based in evidence and can show how we can reduce violence in the country.
She says on gun control, the Bolsonaro administration has disregarded that evidence. Bolsonaro says other hardline security measures are on the way. And so Brazilians are gearing up for more debate. For The World, Catherine Osborne, Rio de Janeiro.